Good morning. You're a lively bunch. You don't need a wake-up call. Is this an awesome day or what? Oh, may the name of Jesus be lifted up today. I want to share with you some of the words of Jesus. And sometimes he uses things to contrast to get his point. Do you know that you are valuable? Do you know how valuable you are? How loved you are? Matthew 6:26. Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value? They don't sow, they don't reap, they don't gather. They just do what they do, what they were created to do. And they sing. Are you ready to sing? Because in the end of the last chapter of Hebrew, it says, the fruit of our lips bring praise to the name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Do you ever feel like that? Do you ever feel like that? Like there's pressures and distractions, finances, relationships, all vying for your time and your attention. And this is offering time. But there's something that God is offering us in time. It's His unlimited time in a secret place to step over into Psalms 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. So as we continue to worship in tithes and offerings, you can give at akbridgeofhope.org. I knew I was going to. I was like, which way do I go? Here or here? There's boxes in the back. In the next song, there's a basket up here. But just continue. And if that's you, step over. It's that simple. And guess what? You get to take your phone with you. You're not removed from life. But there is a presence and a peace that is offered to you. Amen. Lord, we continue to bless you with the worship and the praise from our lips. And lift your name high, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you. morning in prayer down here. It was a really sweet spirit. We all sensed it. And they started praying for me, for my back. And Sage said, to pray for everyone for healing. Yeah, I need it. I'm going to go on a long testimony, but I was prayed for by David McDonald while he was in Germany. And the Holy Spirit moved in on my chair and just electrocuted me 5 times. And healed my back after I fell and broke 5 ribs. So I want to pray and be honorable about this time for healing. It's not like come down front. We don't have to do that. If God can move from Germany with words to me in that house, He can move anytime, anywhere. So, Lord, if you need healing, I'll say this. Don't just put your hands up and cry out. Father God, boldly approach the throne. Lord, we ask for healing in our bodies, in our minds, in our spirit. Lord, we call upon an anointing to flow and fall through. Lord, shake our bones. Lord, heal our bodies. And when this was happening, David said, agree, John, agree, agree. So, Lord, I agree with my brothers and sisters for healing in the body. Lord, I ask you to move mightily right now, Lord. As your will touches, Father God, bring that anointing, Lord God, that we walk out of here touched by you and healed. Your mighty word, by your glory, by your power, by your mercies. Lord, we're asking you for that explosive power to move in right now, to shake us and touch us. Renew, rebuild, make new our bodies and healing. Amen.
like to just close your eyes and picture the story. Walk through it. You've just been arrested. You walk through the doors. The judge is sitting there. Your defense attorney is there, and the prosecuting attorney is there. So the prosecuting attorney, he says, "Judge, this guy is guilty." And he pulls out this long list. He says, "Judge, he's guilty of murder, lying, stealing, lust, gossip, hatred, pride, coveting, rage, greed." And the prosecuting attorney shows evidence after evidence of everything that you've done. And the judge looks at you and says, "Is this all true?" And you know it is. Say, "Yes, I am guilty of all of those things." So the prosecutor says, "You see, Judge, they admit it. He's guilty. It's time for sentencing. It's an open and shut case." So the jury and the judge decide that the sentence is death. You hang your head because you know what you deserve. You deserved the death because of all of those crimes that you've committed. Just as the judge is going to sentence you, your defense attorney speaks up and says, "Your Honor, I know he's guilty, but if you let me, I will take his place." The prosecutor is furious. "No, he must pay himself for the crimes he committed." The judge bangs his gavel, tells the courtroom to be silent. His voice booms without anger. The judge turns to look at the defense attorney with tears in his eyes. I turn to my attorney and ask him, "Why would you take my place? You're innocent, and you've never committed any crimes. So I'm the guilty one." The defense attorney turns to me and stares deep in my soul and says, "Because I love you. No matter what you've done, I love you. You are overwhelmed. Who is this man that would die for you?" I ask him, "Why is the judge crying?" And he whispers that the judge is his father. I turn to the judge, and he just nods his head and accepts the defense attorney's decision and orders the officers to take the handcuffs off of me and to arrest the defense attorney. They lead him outside to be executed immediately. Before he walks out, the defense attorney that is arrested, the innocent man, he smiles with a wink. And he says, "I love you and I'll see you soon." The judge then opens my file, sees that it's empty, and says to me, "You're free to go." That's what Jesus did for us on the cross. He exchanged our sin for his righteousness. He takes our weakness and gives us strength. Life was broken for us. His blood was poured out as a new covenant of forgiveness of sin. He exchanges our worst for his glory. And so we celebrate and remember what he's done for us. Loved us so much, even when we don't deserve it, Father.
page 12. So us, or maybe here's what I heard. There are people here who still need to be healed, that are hurting, not just physically, mentally, emotionally. I saw this when I was sitting in my seat a minute ago. I saw this swirling confusion that maybe you find yourself in, where you're just like, I'm not sure what to do. I don't know what direction to turn. I don't know what's next. I don't know what's happening. I don't know where I'm going to go from here. I don't know. I just, that's what I saw kind of swirling around. But it had over it pain. Does that make sense? So inside this swirly, or sorry, over the top of this swirling confusion, it was wrapped in pain. Again, physical pain, emotional pain, mental pain. And so this is what I'd like to do. Instead of walking around and meeting and greeting, which is great, I'm good with, I want us to respond to what the Lord wants to do now. So, I'm going to ask you to be bold, and if that's you, to stand up. I know maybe that's a little risky for some of you, but you're in a safe place. And here's why I'm having you stand, because I'm going to have those around you pray for you. So I think it's important. So go ahead and stand up if you need prayer. Now, I am commissioning the rest of you as a prayer team to find somebody. Listen, do not just group up with people you know. Find somebody, look them in the eye and say, what is going on? How can I pray for you? Or just put your hands on them. If you don't know what to do, you don't know what to pray, just put your hands on them and proclaim the goodness of God. Proclaim clarity in Jesus' name, whatever that might look like. So I release you now. Go ahead and stand up and find somebody to pray for. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. I know. Makes me feel smart. I'm going to try. It's true. Let's pray. I know where I want to go, but I'm feeling kind of a little stir to go.